We are learning Maseches Yoma Daf Ayin Beis Omad Aleph. We are starting from the last line Ayin Aleph Omad Beis. We're talking about the threads, how many times was doubled over. The Braita said that anytime it says in the Pasuk Sheish, each thread was doubled over six times. Anytime any Pesukim says Sheish. Now we're going to talk about the Braita says that the Me'il was threads were 12 times, was spun with 12 threads. Me'il Shneim Oso and Ole. How do you know the Me'il was made out of 12 threads? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, because he says Me'il Eifayt Kelil Techeles. That means the Me'il was made out of blue wool and only blue wool. That's it. All of the other begadim, some of them were made out of different wool and linen. This is made only out of, Kelil Techeles, only out of wool. The Me'il was placed on top of the Kesoinis. He first wore Kesoinis. Under the Kesoinis was the Mechlesayim, was pants. Then he put on a Kesoinis. And on that top of that, he put on the Me'il. And on top of that, he tied himself with the Eifayt. The Gartel, the Avnet, was tied on the Kesoinis. On top of that was Me'il, and he tied the Me'il down with the Eifayt. That's why it's called Me'il Eifayt. But it said it was Kelil Techeles, and the Braisa says it was 12 threads. How do you know? So Gemara says, because Kelil means automatically two threads. And then you learn out, the Yalav Techeles, Techeles with Pareches. Mala, Hala, and Shisha. Just like by Pareches, it's six. Afkan, Shisha, here also is six. By Pareches, which was made out of four different minim, it was made out of Techeles, Argoman, Tlashani, and Sheish. It says Sheish there. And anytime it says Sheish, it means six. So we know by the Pareches, everything was doubled over by six, each thread. And it says there Techeles also. So we learn out Techeles, Techeles, and Pareches. Just like there it's six, here it's also six. And here it's Kelil. It's anyway two threads. Two times six is 12. That's how you know by Me'il, it's 12 threads. Why you learn out from the bottom of the Me'il? The bottom of the Me'il had bells and had this remindim, which we learned yesterday. Since it says Mashdar over there, it was made out of threads doubled over by eight. So V'neilef Meshulav V'remoinav, Malahalon Shmoina Avkan Shmoina. Just like over there it's eight, here it's also eight. And why is saying Techeles Techeles from Pareches? That it's six, maybe it's eight, and doubled over that would be 16, not 12. So tomorrow, donum kli mekli, learn out the beged from a beged. Ain't donum kli metachshit kli. You don't learn out a beged from the tachshit, from the ornaments of the kli. And the remainder on the bottom are not a beged; they're ornament to the beged. So therefore, you rather learn out a kli mekli from a preiches than rather than kli metachshit kli. Now, even though the preiches is not mamish a beged, but we're saying it's a kli mekli. They're both a kli, a utensil. It's something that's a piece of cloth rather than something that's an ornament. So, no, I'll tell you the opposite. You learn it from itself. You learn out, don't learn out something else, a prech or something else. You rather learn out the me'il from something that's attached to it than something that's something else. That's not part of it. Dr. Gemara, Hainu Darmin, you're right. So how do we know that it's double over by six and then times two is 12? Hainu Darmin, and send the braisa that when the Gemara said this, that the drasha, there's five times sheish in the certain pasuk, and each one's for a drasha. And one of them said, that it's going on, the other begadim doesn't say sheish. What is it talking? If you have to read the Me'il, where it doesn't say sheish, there's an extra word sheish in the pasuk of a Yasuo Sekhsena sheish to teach us that it's also double over by six. Because we had yesterday a pasuk in Parashat Pekudei, it said, Vyasuo Sekhsena sheish, Stephas sheish, Parashat Goya sheish. And it says sheish five times. Each thing was a drasha. One of the drashas were shar begadim shonem b'sheish. So we don't know what's going on. It's going on the me'il. It's going on the me'il to teach us the me'il, even though it doesn't say sheish, also it needs to be doubled over by six. And therefore, since it says kelil techeles, kelil means already it's two threads, and each thread is doubled by six. So we know it's made out of a thread that's 12 times. The Gemara says, "Vayit the pareches." Was Esrim Va'arba. The pareches was made out of threads that were spun with 24 threads each, which were one of four type of minim, was Techeles, Va'agama, and Telas, Shani, and Sheish, all them mixed together in one thread. Because since it says Sheish, so we know every thread is double by six, and there's four minim, four types of threads. Four times six is 24. So pareches, Esrim Va'arba, Dala, the Shisa, four different minim of threads that are spun with six threads each. Loidina Bloidina. It's very simple. It is nothing to handle. Very simple. That here is 24. Next, there's Choshen Ve'ifoid, it said in the Braisa, says Esrim Veshmoina. Each thread was double by 28. Now, by the Choshen, it had five different minim. didn't have four, had five. What were the five minim? It had tcheles, argamon, telashani, that's blue wool, purple wool, and red wool. Vesheish, mashdar, and it had sheish, which is linen, and it also had zav, gold. So it's five minim, and the Braita says it was 28. It was double by 28. Now if you think about it, if it would be six, it should be 30. If each thread was six, it would be 30. So you might have to explain this, what's on 28? Manalon, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vasisa choshen mishpat masa choshev, kemasa eivet ta'asenu. You should make the choshen like the eivet, which means both the same. What are they made out of? They're made out of zahav, the cheles, blue wool, vagam, purple wool, tlashari, red wool, vashesh mazah. Arba'a, the shisa, esim rabba. Four minim, which is the cheles, vagamon, tlashani, and sheish, each thread is six, that's altogether 24. And zav is arba, and then zav is four, that's altogether 28. The esim tamnia, it's 28. Right, the Gemara, famous of nam and shisha, maybe zav also should be six, so it should be altogether 30, because each thread is times six. The cheles is six, the vagamon is six, so the zav should be six also, it should be altogether 30. Omer of Acha by Yaakov, Amakor, the Pasuk says, the katzatz pasilim, you cut threads of zav. It says, you flatten out the zav and you cut psilim. Psil, psilim, hare kan dalad. The darshan, that psil, psilim, so that's altogether four. It's altogether four because it's psilim is mashma two. Psilim is two, losh rabim. And when you cut it, it turns into four. So if we learn from Sukkim that it's four, hare kan dalad. So that's our Rav Yaakov shot. Now, there's a caution that it's not six, it's four. Because it says, you cut psilim, which means you cut two threads, which means altogether four threads. Rav Ashi Yomar, no, a different makar, that the Zav was not six, it was four. Why? Because Rav Ashi Yomar, Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk that you make the strands of Zav for what? La'asoyis b'seich ha-tcheles, to put it through the tcheles, or seich ha-gomon, and with each one. It says in each one. It says, la'asoyis ha-gomon, seich la'asoshoni, v'seich ha-sheish. You put a piece of thread of zav, a thread of gold in each one. Tcheles, agamon, tlashani, and shesh. So what are you doing? If it's six, how are you going to do this? Hechi navid. Hechi navid. Navid arba, the tray. If you make four of two each, havlu tvane, that's eight. So you make each thread of zav is two, so then that's eight altogether. Because you have to put a thread of gold, which each min. Navid. So if you want to make it all together six, what do you do? Now the tray, the tray the chad. You make two threads of double over by two, and two singles. So then you have altogether six threads of, and you put each one. But it can't be either. Vasisa, she calls you the Shabbos. It's mashma, it's equal, everything's uniform. So it means each min has the same amount of threads of. So if it's six, it won't fit in because there's four minim, and you can't, if you put each a thread equally in each one, either be four or eight or 12, it can't be six, and therefore we know it can't be six. So the bottom line is the Gemara at Akasha, maybe the Zav is six also. The Gemara says two terutzim. Either the Pasuk says the Katzatz Pasilim, which tells us it's only four, or if Ashi says, since you put each strand of gold together with each min, the tcheles, the gomen, tlashani, and sheish, so only could be either altogether four, or altogether eight, or altogether 12. So we took altogether four, and that's how we know that, because that's what we know. Let's pick a Tosis Kasha. Tosis, maybe it's eight, Taka. How do you know it's four, maybe it's eight? That's equal, maybe it's eight. That's Tosis asks. And Tosis Taris basically is either that he agrees to the drush of psilim to a certain amount, or to fast the rule like to fast them, because in Dava Saif, maybe it's 100, like Tosis says, maybe it's 100. So you do the minimum, which is 4, and that's how you know it's altogether 28. So that's the end of the sugya of the threads, how many times they're double-double. Once you mention Big Dikuna, we're going to mention a few other halachas in Big Dikuna, then in the Kelim of the Mikdash. Omer Chavam Rabbi Yehuda, HaMekareya Big Dikuna Loike. Someone who rips the Bigodim, the Big Dikuna, he gets Malchus. It's a lav in the Torah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shenema says in the Pasuk, Lo Yikareya. The Pasuk says, by the Me'il, which is this shirt without sleeves that's put over the Kesainis, it says, Vayapi Roisha V'seichai, Safa Yeh Lepiv, Saviv, it's doubled over around the neck, Maisi Ayrik, Fisachra, Yeh Loi, Lo Yikareya. It should not rip it. So learn from here, there's a lav to rip. That's only by the Me'il. So the Rosh Hashanah may speak out that, and we learn out all other big dikuna from that. Just like there is a lav lo yikareya, all other big dikuna is a lav lo yikareya. Mask of Lord of Achabayakov, if you read the Pasuk, maybe all the Pasuk means is like this. They should double over the neckline. Why? So it shouldn't rip. Not that you're not allowed to rip it. It's saying the neckline should be double over so it shouldn't rip. That's the Mask of Achabayakov. Make it, give it a lip. Give it, you know, double over, reinforce it, reinforce the neck. So it shouldn't rip. So I'm thinking tomorrow. Miksiv shila yikareya. It doesn't say in the pasuk that vahoya pirosh of sechay safi yilafiv kadesh shila yikareya. It doesn't say that. It says lo yikareya, which mashma it's a lav by itself, and therefore we learn it's a lav. Talk to Gemara Vayta. Another similar Gemara. Amar Rav Elazar hameziach choishen mala eifoid. Someone removes the choishen from the eifoid while he's wearing it. He pulls it off. Vameisir bade aroin. Or he pulls out the sticks that are on the side of the aron. The aron had these baden, had these poles, not sticks, poles, that were made to hold the aron. We know the aron held the people who took care of it, but they were there to look like you're holding the aron. So these poles are now to be removed from the aron. So two halachas. First of all, you can't remove the choshen mi'ala eifoid from off the eifoid, because the choshen was a breastplate that they wore on top of the eifoid. It can't be removed. It was actually tied with strings and with loops and strings, and that's what was tied to the eifoid, but it can't be removed. And the badei aron also cannot be removed. And if you do, like Shneimar, it says in the pasuk regarding the choshen, it says v'lo yizach ha-choshen me'al ha'eifoid. And it says by the badim, betabois aron yu abadim lo yusuru mimenu. So both of these things are alav. Masklor v'achav Yaakov, how do you know it's alav? V'dilma ki kamarachmana chadekinu v'avdinu shaper. Maybe the Torah is saying make sure it's very secure. The choshen is very secure on the eifoid, and the badim are very, the poles are very secure on the aron. Kadesh lo yizach lo yusuru. Maybe make it very tight. So I said, no. Mixiv shelo yizach v'shlo yisuru. Say shelo yizach v'shlo yisuru. Doesn't say that. Do it shelo yizach. It's mashma v'lo yizach or lo yisuru menu. So therefore, the Gemara is learning that it's a lav to remove the badin or to remove the choshen ma'al ha'efad. So we learned three lavin regarding the big dekuna. First of all, you know, I rip it lo yikareya. Then we learned lo yizach and lo yisuru. Talk to Gemara about Rav Yosi Rav Chanina Rami. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, "B'tabayis aron yu abadim lo yasuru mimenu," which is mashma that the nail will be removed, they're not removed. The ksiv, another pasuk says, "Behuva es badav b'tabayis," and really the pasuk, this pasuk is a pasuk by Mizbeach, so it's supposed to say through Rashi, "Vaveses abadim b'tabayis altalas aron." So here it's supposed to be "Vaveses abadim," but upon him, the loshon "Vaveses" sounds like it goes in and out. So, L'chayr Tzistira, on one hand it says, Lo Yisuru Rimenu. On the other hand it says, V'Aveses Abadim. So it's Tzikul Tzistira. One's mashma, it's never removed. And on the other hand, it's mashma that you bring it in and out. Okay, Tzad. Misparki Menishmatim. Of course it moves inside the Aron, but it doesn't come all the way out. Like Rashi explains, what they do is, they make the ends wider and the middle is thinner. Therefore, it could be removed back and forth through the rings, but it can't be pulled out because it's too thick. You have to work pretty hard to pull it out. It's possible, but it's thicker at the end. It doesn't come out easily. So basically, it just moves back and forth. Now, why would you move back and forth? I said, one of the first way, like we had before, that it's stuck out of the parechas, like two dadim. So you see, you have to pull it sometimes back and forth. But of course, it stayed in the rings, just as pulled back and forth. Tayin ha-mehalkit, I learned the price like that. But ha-boyis ha-ora yu ha-badim, lochol yochol, maybe you would say, lo yu zozim, can't be moved in its place. It just stays where it is, mamish. Tamaloymar, behuva es badav et ha-boyis. It says you can move it. Vihuva es badav yochol yu yuchnosav yoyit. So maybe take it out and in. Tamaloymar, no, but ha-boyis ha-ora yu ha-badim, lo yu suru menu. Ha-ketzad, misparkim e-nishmatim. It's movable, but it doesn't come all the way out. Like we said, it's wider on the ends. Omer Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina. Mai dechsiv, what's found in the pasuk that says that when they built the Mishkan, they made it out of kroshim, these beams, and it says, v'sisa sa kroshim le-mishkan, atzei shitin oimdim. They make it atzei shitin oimdim, which I think Rashi Chumash says it means that it's not a log cabin. It's made by standing up. Agmaras have other drushes, not that it's not lying down, but other drushes have the word oimdin. It says, Atzei Shitin Oimdin. That says in the Pesukim, what does oimdin mean? So the first part is that they stand up, which means Rashi explains that you have to put it the way it grows. Let's say it grew, that this is the top, is the bottom. That's the way it has to be stood up, not the upside down. It has to be still the way it's grown. That's the way it has to be built. That's one shot. Another pshat in the Gemara is, it holds up the tzipui. They covered the, first pshat in Rashi is, they covered the krushim in gold, we know. And it was held, the gold covering was held up on the krushim with like nails that held it up. So the krushim held up the gold. Rashi is not a pshat. What it means is that the krushim did not get rotten, and therefore the tzipui stayed, the covering stayed on the krushim. So that's the second pshat in Ayimdim, in our Gemara. One pshat is Derech Lass, another pshat is Mamidim es Tzipuyim, holds the coating. Tavach, a third pshat, Ayimdim, Shema, time that you would say, Avat Sivra and Batas Chuyah, there's no hope for these krushim, they're never coming back. Tamalema, Ayimdim, Shayimdim la'olam u'la'olam. It's forever and ever, these krushim. And it sounds like from Rashi, what it means is that when Beis Mikdash HaShlishi comes back, they're going to be returned. But the kasha is, like the Mefarshim asked, that the is not built with krushim. It's built as a building. So what do you mean? It's built with stone. It's not built with krushim mechal. There's no mishkan. So what does it mean? Oyim dim loyelam. So mashma rasha is that it won't spoil forever. And I saw one of the Mefarshim, maybe Rabbi Yashiv, he says that they're going to have like an exhibit in the Beis Mikdash of the krushim. The krushim will be there. Look, these are the krushim on the mishkan, but not pshat that this is the... That's how the Beis Mikdash will be built. Rashi has a shtuk mashmoyis. Rashi says, Shematem shenignazu avad sivram shlo yeshuvu oy, that can be returned. So Rashi is a little bit of a return, but Tahir's Rashi means it'll be returned maybe as an exhibit, but not as a building, because there won't be a mishkan, it'll be a base, a mikdash.